Forward. Only the casual reader might need some introduction to and explanation about this book. It has been published for the further information of those who have either read Albert K. Bender's book, Flying Saucers and the Three Men, or one of my three Men in Black books. They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers, Bender Mystery Confirmed, and Men in Black, The Secret Terror Among Us. This publication, When Men in Black Attack, The Strange Case of Albert K. Bender, blends elements from all of the above works, as well as material from Saucer News and other periodicals, in an effort to tell the full story of Bender's muzzling by the Men in Black, or MIB. Of special interest are excerpts from Bender's only public lecture, transcribed here for the first time. To briefly recap the situation, in 1956 I authored They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers, the main subject of which was Mr. Bender and the mysterious closure of his flying saucer investigative organization in Bridgeport, Connecticut, called the International Flying Saucer Bureau. Bender stated that three men in black clothing had visited him, after which he had closed the bureau. He refused to discuss UFO matters further. Along with this action came the indication that Bender knew the answer to the flying saucer mystery. The publication of our own book caused wide comment, curiosity, and concern regarding Bender's actions. Finally, in 1962, Bender felt ready to make public just what had happened, and chose to do this by authoring the book Flying Saucers and the Three Men, which was published by our firm. Bender's book probably has been the most amazing and fantastic nonfiction work ever published. We knew that its publication would arouse much controversy among those interested in the UFO investigative field, although we felt, as the publisher, that much of the comment that would reach us would not be favorable. We invited the book's readers to communicate their feelings to us, since such comments might indeed throw more light upon the material Bender had presented. Although we had expected such comment to be most interesting and helpful, we had no idea of how literate and illuminating it would be. After reading some of this comment, Mr. Bender and I decided that not only should it be presented to the public for study, but that we had a genuine duty to convey it. This comment is presented mainly in the form of letters, the form in which it was received. We could not include more than a small fraction of the letters received. We have tried to include a representative cross-section representing a variety of viewpoints. The choice of material is not intended to lead the reader to any specific conclusion on the Bender mystery. The purpose of the book is to relay these various comments and opinions, to present a cohesive analysis of the Bender story, and to stimulate thought. We personally feel that this is a worthy goal. Please be aware that different parts of this book-length summation were written at different times and may reflect shifting viewpoints. After having edited this book and presented the opinions of so many people, I feel that Albert K. Bender's experiences and his book about them contain a wealth of occult significance transcending both his understanding and my own. We hope you will read this volume with an open mind. The Bender mystery is not yet entirely solved, and both Bender and I feel we can still learn much from the opinions and comments of others. Please keep in communication with us. Al Bender is a person of great charity and kindness, and a fine gentleman. He probably has no idea just how much he has helped me. Following the publication of my first book, some of Al's greatness rubbed off onto me and allowed me to become widely known in the UFO field. I was liked and respected, perhaps more than I deserved. Bender's manuscript, Flying Saucers and the Three Men, came to us at a time when our publishing company was on the ropes financially. It truly made the difference. Instead of having to quit, we were able to continue publishing. With the publication of the book you now hold in your hands, Bender's warm reflection has once more fallen across our path. To rest in that glow temporarily gives us some respite. We have an opportunity to gather our wits and steel our nerves so that once again we can walk into reality's twilight with its fearful illumination. Gray Barker, 1983.